Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
See how this works. I know how it works, but how it sounds is the next question. And whose voice is that? Somebody's saying, what in the world? What happened to our friend Doug? Well, your friend Doug is here. He has
who's
one
that horrible chain smoker on the
yeah,
air?
Right. Yeah, right.
That's what it sounds like.
No. Well, there's a little, I think this is compensatory damage from somebody sneezing very close to me at the wedding I went to over the weekend with my niece. So I'll talk not a lot, but I'll follow the rule that I have for everybody else. Speak sharply and carry a big tongue. All right, so I'll say a little. I'm just trying to keep the ladies going here. They get so lonely without me.
We just don't know what to do. We're beside ourselves.
DJB Show, Jennifer Hoyen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. So there's another whistle. I was going to whistle. Matter of fact, I was hoping that Kara had sound effect for a whistle so that we could get into yet another whistleblower thing. I remember when this first started. Remember the first whistleblower? Do you remember? I'm trying to...
Who was the first whistleblower? Do we know that?
Well, I'm not talking about just in this circumstance, but the idea of being a whistleblower.
Was it the cigarette guy? That movie that Russell Crowe was in?
Oh, that's in the modern era, I think you may be right. That's very good, Victoria.
That was a great movie. The Insider, I think it was called.
Russell Crowe played the Insider, and it didn't put the cigarette or the tobacco companies out of business, but boy, did it cut into their profits. But they figure out how to get around it with things like these jewels, and then, okay, we're off to the races again. Do you know that Altria, that owns R.J. Reynolds, took a $4.5 billion write-off because of Juul? $4.5 billion, a write-off because of what? How much money do these people have? I mean, what does it cost to buy a package of cigarettes? And, what did you say before I went on the air? It sounded like I was a chain smoker. What does it cost to buy this stuff now?
I don't even know, but I would guess
chewing
it's
tobacco
about $6, right?
Oh, I think it's more than that. Well, I think I saw someplace, somebody said to me, California, with all the taxes, it's about $10 a pack. So, what is that? I don't know.
For a pack of regular cigarettes?
I think so. Yep.
Oh, well, in New York City, I think they're like 14 a pack or something. It's a lot. Because there are extra taxes on cigarettes.
So for those of you who smoke, can you find...
It's a lot.
Can you find something else to do that will maybe give you the same rewards without the negative offset? I wonder what you
can buy some weed.
I typed in, how much are a pack of cigarettes in California? And as of September 30th, they say it's
$8. $8, okay.
I don't know if that's... true.
Well, yeah, well, probably if it's there, if you see it in print, if they say it must
state,
be true.
It says per state it varies between $5.25 and $12.85 per pack, depending on where you are.
So maybe the $12.85 is Manhattan, because I've seen them in the bodegas. They're expensive.
Yeah.
I don't smoke, but when you're standing there waiting, like all the cigarettes are above your head.
Yeah.
So the prices are right there, but yeah, they're expensive.
The fact you can't get them as readily as you used to. There's one, I don't know if it's a deterrent. I wonder if that started another black market. I know in California for marijuana, the black market is almost as productive in terms of dollars and cents than the legality of buying weed legally.
Legal marijuana is not working in California for that reason. And so they've actually diverted, it's so stupid because it's really counterproductive, but they've diverted a bunch of National Guardsmen to go crack down on illegal weed grows throughout the state. Because
didn't they just bust like $1 billion worth of weed?
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Well, the thing is, you make it worthwhile because if it's legal, you make it worthwhile for the people who are
not
illegal. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's just what makes me nuts. It's either legal or it's not. Come on.
Right. Well, in Massachusetts, I know because of my own experience in going through all of this stuff, the legalities of it, the way the state has structured it, makes it the Cannabis Commission has made it worthwhile for people who are growing it illegally to get into the legal side of it. I'm not sure how that all works, but I think it makes sense to do that. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I've forgotten where we were going to actually start with, Jennifer.
Whistleblowers.
Oh, the whistleblower. Right, that's so right, too.
Yes. We've got whistleblowers in Washington, right? The big news, of course, with that is that the public impeachment hearings are going to start next week, next Wednesday. Excuse me. And so we've got that whistleblower happening. We also have the whistleblower's attorney, Mark Zayed, who had a tweet that was revealed from 2017 saying, come on, guys, it's time to have a coup against President Trump. So, of course, that's getting some headlines today, much to the chagrin, if you remember, Dougie, of our friend Victoria Jones, who was on the countdown talking about the virtue of Mark Zayed, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other whistleblower that's in the focus, because it's whistleblower season, apparently, is at Boeing. A former Boeing engineer is warning that passengers on the 787 Dreamliner aircraft could be left without oxygen if an emergency occurred. John Barnett told the BBC that he discovered back in 2016 that faulty emergency oxygen systems had actually been installed in the planes that Boeing owns. The oxygen system is the breathing mass that's supposed to drop from the plane ceiling when there's a decrease in cabin pressure. John Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years as a quality control engineer. He said he ran some tests after discovering the flaw. Of the 300 oxygen systems he tested, Barnett said 75 of them did not deploy properly. He claims Boeing management stonewalled his attempts to investigate the issue further. He also said he complained to the FAA, but the agency didn't take action because Boeing had indicated it was already working on the oxygen problem. So planes can lose cabin pressure when their doors are incorrectly sealed, when windows crack, or if the pressurization system malfunctions. When this happens, one of Boeing's competitors, Airbus, says people on board have as little as 18 seconds of useful consciousness to get their breathing mask on before they pass out. If a person goes without oxygen for too long, brain damage and even death can occur. Now, Boeing denied these allegations, but it did acknowledge that it removed some faulty oxygen systems from their Dreamliner production in 2017. Other current and former Boeing employees have complained about Dreamliner manufacturing at the South Carolina plant of Boeing. They told the New York Times that Boeing repeatedly ignored their complaints regarding manufacturing errors and safety concerns in an effort to speed up aircraft production. Unneeded, unnecessary, terrible PR continuing for Boeing.
Man, this is making me only want to fly Airbus now.
Well, and Airbus has got its problems as well. There are a lot of things that are going on here that just show you this is the apex of greed and the avarice that comes with having something that's successful, making it more successful, and thus making it less successful. The people, if I were on the board of directors of Boeing, I'd want to fire every executive, every top executive of every division, including the guy who's at the top, clean it out, and start over.
Well, they have a new CEO now. That other guy did get fired.
Well, they have a new CEO. They have a new guy running the 737 project. But the 787, remember that was the one that had, they have some sort of a battery thing in them. We were talking about this 2 or 3 weeks ago. The first plane that saw service was a Japan Air 787 that they used on their daily flight from Boston to Tokyo. And it caught fire in Boston, I think the first or second time it did the trip, because of the batteries not being properly installed, or there's something with them. And so those are the kinds of things that you don't mess with. If you want to have people's confidence when they're at 35,000, 40,000 feet, then you don't, this isn't the kind of stuff. Now, whether this guy, who is the whistleblower, has a beef with Boeing for some other reason, that sometimes is where whistleblowers come from. But there shouldn't be any questions about anything. If there's any slight anywhere, then in terms of people and their confidence in the product, you want to make sure that it's fixed. And then you talk about how you fix it. You thank the guy. Thank you very much for doing this. But you don't stonewall. And this is what goes on in politics and business. People stonewall. Rather than fix the problem, stand up. Be the man, if you will, and take it. And, okay, so we made a mistake. Let's fix it. You don't do this kind of stuff. And really,
the scariest part, though, is, you know, batteries and things like that. If a battery explodes or whatever, that's not a great thing to have happen. But if you don't know if the oxygen is going to be flowing or working when those masks drop, that makes me not trust
Boeing. The fact that some guy from Airbus said that,
Airbus only said that it had nothing. Airbus didn't comment on Boeing. Airbus has only said on the record, no, Boeing has not said how long you have of useful consciousness. Airbus is on the record saying it's 18 seconds. That's why whenever you see that the video that no one pays attention to, and it always says put your own oxygen mask on first before trying to help someone else, now we know why. I've never really known why. What's the real reason for that? And now we know it's because you've got 18 seconds of useful consciousness. So if you're trying to put it on someone else, you're going to pass out. So that's I'm happy that Airbus commented on that on the record, because now we know why. Make sure you put your own thing on first before you try to help someone. You might not.
Airbus is benefiting.
18 seconds is not a long time.
Airbus is benefiting from the current problems at Boeing. Here's Bill Boeing, if he were alive, would be rolling, even if in his grave, rolling around, because this is not what he stood for. The Boeing company has a fabulous record. It's a great American company that's being ruined by these guys that get paid for how much gets out the door. That's not the way I think maybe we ought to look at how chief executives are paid and not make it so much result-oriented. 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
Lowe's started when two GIs returned from World War II. Today, we proudly employ nearly 20,000 veterans. We don't only honor our veterans on Veterans Day. We honor our military every day. Over the past 5 years, Lowe's military discounts saved military families nearly $4 billion. And through our home program, we partner with the USO, Operation Finally Home, and AmVets to provide services to better the lives of our country's bravest. Go to Lowe's.com/military to learn more.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. HomeAdvisor.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Jim? Pee Wee Martin of G Company and the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Well, the present is the past. It's hard to be more than we've seen.
Your daddy was a drinker. Just kept drinking till the dopes he was thinking that's true.
Nothing sounds like your George Michael, do you?
Yeah. This is what his later stuff sounded like. Yep.
So, this is a single that has just been released. Right, he died 3 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is How We Want You to Get High. The track being released as part of the soundtrack to Paul Feig's upcoming movie, Last Christmas. This was first written in 2012, later recorded at London's Air Studios with some finishing touches done during George's final recording session in 2015. Nobody knew that it was his final session, of course. The song marks Michael's first release of original material in 7 years. Here's as the credits track in Last Christmas. The film itself was inspired by his music, apparently. Last Christmas was co-written by Emma Thompson. Oh, this is going to be, yeah. And Amelia Clark is a down-on-her-luck Londoner who meets a guy who turns her attitude around. Henry Golding is the guy from Asia, right? Isn't he the guy?
Crazy Rich Asians. Yeah, he was the fiancé. Yep.
Right. George Michael passing away on Christmas Day in 2016. He was only 53. And Emma Thompson got his blessing for the film ahead of his death. I think they were friends, from what I've read, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this movie, Last Christmas, comes to theaters next week, the 15th of November, features 13 of his songs. Why would they release a Christmas movie that much before Christmas? Why don't they wait till like the 1st of December or something?
Well, we're a month away.
In the mood.
Yeah.
This gets me in the mood.
Well, exactly. This gets you in the mood.
Yeah.
It's only the beginning of November. So if you see a movie that has the music
but
in it.
But do you wear out? Do you run out of steam for Christmas if there's too much Christmas?
No,
Christmas?
You never run out of steam. Come on.
All right. So that's the, you want to listen to this Christmas tune? Got any Christmas stories?
Yeah.
How about,
No.
No, we don't have any Christmas. I
love this song.
Music. Yeah, this is a good song. 26 at the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and the Dougster are focused on music, as that happens every hour of the program at this time. Next up, Mel C, who's also known as Sporty Spice, has a new dance track to dance to. I guess. Right? That was all about
high heels. Probably do very well on the dance charts in the UK, especially. Yep.
They use these kinds of songs when they have the dance show, the dance competitions on TV. So they, what do they use for music? Is it popular
music?
You mean
like Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars, yeah.
They use pop music. They typically have yeah, like a live band performing it, so they might do like a slower version of something like this. They don't normally do like super electronic stuff.
They don't. Anyway, this song is called High Heels. He's released it with a video that's pretty high energy as well. Mel C joined the three of her fellow Spice Girls, that would be Baby, Ginger, and Scary, on a reunion tour this past summer, kicking off with the show in Dublin and playing 12 different shows all over the United Kingdom. There are rumors that all five of the Spice Girls will perform next year for the Glastonbury anniversary, the 50th anniversary of Glastonbury.
I hope so, because BBC records the entire thing, and then it goes up on their website, and you can find stuff on YouTube. I would love to watch that. That would be so much fun.
What is there about them that you like so much, Kara?
I don't know. Their songs are just fun. I mean, they're very nostalgic for anyone who listened to them growing up, and I don't know. Yeah, they're just entertaining.
But it's just great pop songs.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, they're just some of the best pop songs that have of my lifetime.
They're like
for
the
sure.
Monkees. Think about that.
That's actually a really good.
Hey, we're the Monkees. All right, there you go. The Monkees and the Spice Girls. There'd be a channeling. That'd be quite a show,
actually.
Wouldn't it?
Huh?
28 after the hour.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
This report is sponsored by First Response.
I was pregnant with my second baby when the Hurricane Harvey hit. My 9-year-old daughter, my mom, and the rest of my family of six were forced to leave our home. It was devastating. I dreamed of bringing my baby home to a warm, safe place, tend to habitat for humanity. We were able to afford a home for my family to grow. This Thanksgiving, we're proud to pay it forward with First Response, as they partner with Habitat to build a safe and affordable home for another family in need.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
He's back. Former U.S. Attorney General and Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions announcing he's running for his old job in the Senate prior to becoming AG.
Yes, we'll file our papers tomorrow.
He tells Tucker Carlson on Fox News,
I have some convictions that I think need to be pushed. We need to get some Republicans moving. They haven't been pushing hard enough to advance the Trump agenda. And so that's what I look forward to doing. I think I can contribute to that.
Now, President Trump was extremely unhappy with Sessions' performance as Attorney General as he recused himself from the Russia investigation. In other news, President Trump on Twitter talking about Wall Street, he tweets, stock market up big today, a new record, enjoy. The Dow gaining 182 points to close at 27,674. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Four at the hour now in the DJV program. Doug Stefan influence here, maybe not as loud or as wonderful as it usually is because he has a very. It's the first time I've had a cold in probably about 4 years, and most of them are not self-induced. Most people don't do things that they ought to do to keep themselves healthy. I do a lot of most everything that's necessary to keep a strong immune system, but sometimes you just can't avoid getting something like this. It's just really one of those things. So, that's the explanation for the way I sound. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria is going, I was thinking when I get up this morning I should take a shower to sort of wash off some of whatever it was that was going on crawling around my nose and my mouth overnight. But according to Victoria, I'm not supposed to take a shower. So,
yes.
Why?
Well, two-thirds of Americans say that they take a shower every day, and people say that a daily shower helps them wake up and gets them ready for the day, or especially after exercise or if you're out in the hot or humid weather. However, there are some experts from Harvard Medical Center now saying that when it comes to concerns about health, it's actually showering every day can be bad for your health. And the reason for it is washing and scrubbing removes the oil that's the natural oil that's on your skin. It also removes healthy bacteria, and then your skin can become very dry, irritated, and itchy. And they say that the older you are, the thinner your skin grows, it's less hydrated and it's more sensitive, and dried, cracked skin actually allows bad bacteria to get into your body, and it causes infections, allergic reactions, things like that. And so, essentially, they're saying that the older you get, not the less you should shower, but you shouldn't shower every day, because showering can break down the skin's acid mantle, and that's the natural protective barrier that that keeps bad bacteria out, and viruses and things like that. So they say when you strip the skin of its natural oils, then you're more vulnerable to bacterial and viral invasion. And so this also can exacerbate skin conditions like eczema.
Say that again. Bacterial and viral infection. So you said invasion. Wow.
And that's the quote from the Harvard Medical School. Yeah, doctors. Right. Yep. And so they say that it can make skin conditions worse if you have eczema, rosacea, psoriasis, things like that. And so doctors say that the human immune system needs a certain amount of exposure to microorganisms and dirt, which Doug talks about all the time,
right,
to create the protective antibodies. Frequent showers over time, actually, they say, can contribute to an increase in allergies, asthma, autoimmune diseases, and even diabetes.
Right, so
don't shower every day.
Showering is just bad. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
Well, under the circumstances, Jennifer's just trying to start something. But in terms of what you do and how you do it, I think the message here is clear for parents, and if it isn't, it ought to be. The fact that you try to keep your children, or even adults try to make themselves, a Purell is all over the place. Yeah, I got to be clean because there's so much dirt around. No. You need to have dirt. That's what it is. I think a lot of people get sick because they don't have a strong immune system.
Well, and if your kid is constantly, you know, in a shower and a bath, or, you know, kids bathe twice a day or whatever, it's not helping their immune system by any means. Actually, some dermatologists weighed in on this study saying that most Americans overbathe and that a daily shower is not necessary. They say that generally a few times a week is better than a daily shower. They also recommend keeping showers short and keeping the water lukewarm hot water dries out your skin as well. And they also note that showering
eight,
less...
Victoria.
Sorry? Say that again?
Read down to paragraph 8, where it says, bypass the shower in lieu of your swimming pool. Do you see that right there in paragraph number 8?
So that's what
that's good news.
That's what Doug does.
I love taking a bath.
Back
I love
to you.
Taking
in your swimming pool, weirdo.
Taking
Here's the other thing that they all say.
The swimming pool was always 88 degrees. That was just right
nice
for me.
Yeah. They also say that in the winter months, when the air is drier and indoor heaters are working and makes the air even drier, that showering every day in the winter is a really bad idea. So you can do it if you want to shower every day in the summertime when it's hot. That's fine, but especially in the winter, just try to skip a daily shower.
You should start thinking about it this way: when you smell yourself, you should take a shower.
I don't think
that's it.
Yeah, most people smell you
too
before
late.
You smell yourself.
Well, that's also
something.
Nothing worse than BO in somebody's body. That's really distracting. I think that's true. But the way that taking a shower every day, if you're not really dirty, as you've just explained, the oils that come out, the things that are on your skin that are good for
that you need there,
Yeah, right. We've washed all of those things away with the public consumption of all kinds of things. I went into a drugstore last night to get some Mucinex, and you walk through the door, and the first three or four aisles are all what they call health and beauty aids, but they're things that cover up how you smell, or they make you smell different than what you really smell like. I think one of the things that was studied, and I'm not remembering when it was, I remember studying this one, we were talking about early life in college, and now this is just coming back to me, how the way men used to find their mates was like almost an animal. Well, we're animals. You smell, you'll find a smell you like, and that's who you want to be with. It's 42 past the hour on today's DJB program.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition.
but she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier. With 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. You may be familiar with rice, quinoa, and barley, but farro is another option to consider. Mayo Clinic dietitian Anya Guy says the dense ancient grain is rich in nutrition with a plethora of health benefits.
Farro is a great source of fiber, iron, protein, and magnesium. It can provide a lot of health benefits for your diabetes or for heart health or for brain health.
Cook farro on the stovetop, in a slow cooker, or in the oven. It doesn't expand as much as rice or pasta. One serving provides about 200 calories, 7 grams of protein, and 7 grams of fiber.
The fiber content in farro is really important because it improves digestive health.
It also can improve satiety that may lead to less weight gain or even some weight loss. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920machine.com.
Lowe's started when two GIs returned from World War II. Today, we proudly employ nearly 20,000 veterans. We don't only honor our veterans on Veterans Day, we honor our military every day. Over the past 5 years, Lowe's military discounts saved military families nearly $4 billion. And through our home program, we partner with the USO, Operation Finally Home, and AMVETS to provide services to better the lives of our country's bravest. Go to Lowe's.com/military to learn more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 44 at the hour on the DJV program. How is your home looking? How do you feel when you walk in from a long day, come through the front door, or the back door, or the garage, whatever it is, and you walk into whatever the first room is that you go into? How does it feel? Do you feel happy to be home? Is it really exciting? Is your place something that's warm and inviting? Speaking of inviting, we've invited Michelle McClellan, who's the product management executive for First Mortgages and Home Equity Lending at Bank of America, to talk about the way one does what we need to do to feel good about being at home. If you're thinking about renovating your home or putting a new bathroom, I was looking at an ad last night, Michelle, for somebody, a contractor who specializes in doing new kitchens and bathrooms and things like that. I'm expecting a lot of people do that instead of buying a new home, right? Isn't that something people would rather rebuild their home than go buy a new one?
Yeah, Doug. So the thing is that the thoughts you're having here, you're not alone, because, in fact, 80% of homeowners live in a home that's at least 20 years old. In some cases, some parts of the country, even older.
I live in a home that's 120 years old.
There you go. So you've been through this before, many times probably. And for a number of people, they're not moving as often as they have in the past. They want to stay in their home. Maybe they've found a nice neighborhood and they love where they live, but they might not love what they see when they walk in the door, like you mentioned. So we want to help them. So the first thing to know is that you're not alone. 80% of Americans are going through the same thing and looking for ways that they can spruce up their home.
All right. So talking about, is it a thing that's better done in the spring, better done in the fall? What's the best? When do you find most people, most homeowners coming to you, perhaps for a second mortgage to finance the renovation? What time of year?
Yeah, so there's really no bad time. We're seeing people come all throughout the year. Certainly springtime seems to be where people wake up from the cold winter and start to look at renovations, but then you're in line with a whole bunch of other people at the same time. So there's really not one peak time of year. In terms of what we like to say is get your financing taken care of ahead of time so you have the confidence to know what you can afford, and then start meeting with contractors and start creating your dream.
You know, the question that often is asked is, will I be able to, let's say I take out an equity line of credit from your bank and it's $100,000. When I do the work, if I have to sell my house, will I see the return? Will I get my $100,000 back in the price that the house sells for?
Yeah, so that's always a good question, right? And I think a lot of those home shows you see on TV where they come in on the weekend and you do all these things and all of a sudden you've just made all this money. That can happen, but for the majority of people, they just want to improve the quality of their surroundings, and for many, yes, you can make more equity. Your home's more saleable. A lot of people are making some energy efficient updates, whether it's solar panels or, you know, improved furnaces, windows, things like that can improve the value. But I don't think you should go into any project with the hopes that you're going to make a lot of money off the renovation. You want to do it because you want to make that change.
All right, so how does it work when somebody comes to you and they say, okay, we've got a bill or an estimate here from this guy, it's $100,000, I need to borrow that money. Is it that easy?
Yeah.
Just go and say, here's the estimate, I want to borrow that much money? What do you tell me?
Yeah, so you don't even need to show us what you want to use the money for. That's the beauty, right? If you've got value in an equity in your home and you want that $100,000, you come in, we sit down with you, Doug, and it takes 10 minutes. We want to look at your whole picture and say, is this the right solution for you? But the beauty is you don't pay there's no application fee. There's no monthly fees. You only pay interest on what you use. So if we gave you $100,000 tomorrow, if the contractor, you know, has draws of $20,000 for every month or whatever your project is, it doesn't matter to us. We'll give you the $100,000 now, and you use it how you want to use it.
You know what I find interesting looking at the survey that you did is what happened where people may not use, they may not just redesign or redo a room, but they'll build it around a hobby or some interest. They have a room in the house for whatever, a new railroad. You know, if I were rebuilding my house, I'd have a railroad room for for the old trains. Anyway.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, for many people, you build a new outdoor kitchen, and then you take up a hobby of, you know, cooking, or all of a sudden now gardening becomes a big interest for you. So we do see that not only does it improve, you know, not only do you do the renovation, but you also tend to find more hobbies, find more interests, and, you know, you might invite your relatives over and have more neighbors over and friends.
That's it.
So it really does help you improve quality of your life as well.
Thanks to Michelle McClellan from Bank of America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken. The focus on intelligent medicine here, what to do to take care of yourself. I mentioned the Juul, J-U-U-L company. They've been selling a lot of things, patches and puffers, to get people off of tobacco or nicotine. And I guess at this point in time, the question is, can we trust any of their products? They seem to be the ones at the core of the vaping discussion, but are they all bad? Or are there some of the things that they have that are good? What would you recommend if somebody came to you? This is the actual question. Somebody comes to you and they're smoking and it's affecting their heart and their lungs and their, you know, I mean, hello, smoking affects all of those things. So what do you tell them to do to get off of the nicotine habit? Would you send them to a Juul?
Well, I would definitely not send them to a flavored Juul.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to do this on an individual basis, because this wouldn't be my first choice, because we learned that these products were being sold with contamination in them.
Right.
And so this certainly would not be my first choice on the long list of ways to get people off of cigarettes, but I'd have to do this on an individual basis, because this is a very concerning report that we're just learning today.
So would you scare? Doctors have information. If you really want something to work, I find fear is a great motivator. This is what your lungs are going to look like. And you show them a picture of somebody's lungs after they've smoked for 50 years, or what your heart's going to look like.
And it's amazing, because people are very different in their when they receive that kind of information. There's definitely a good fraction of people who will immediately get off it and will make every effort to get off it. But yep. There are some people, and some of it's even genetics, who are tied to nicotine. And regardless of what you tell them, they will not get off it. I have been in intensive care units, people on ventilators, and just can't wait to get some cigarette smoke into their lungs. And this is often tied to a specific genetic type we now know. Mm-hmm. And so it's very individual how this occurs. And my own feeling about these e-cigarettes is, for me, I certainly wouldn't get involved, and I would not advise getting involved in these unless the doctor advised and there was really no other choice to get off of cigarettes. But using this as a fun habit for teenagers, boy, I certainly wouldn't advise it.
No. All right. There's a book called Deep Medicine, How Artificial Intelligence Can Make Healthcare Human Again. A lot of people are reading this. The author is Eric Topol, looking at his insights. This was sent to me by another one of my medical friends, focusing on modern medicine, the techniques of taking body scans, like you do with that, whatever that machine is, that is a CAT scan machine. You look at your body. You can do the same thing now with your brain, all of your organs, pretty much everything in your body. And I wonder, how is this going to be available to the average person, or is it so expensive that insurance won't pay for it? Looks like a great way to really find out what goes on in your body, head to toe.
Eric Topol is an interesting gentleman. He's a cardiologist. He's at the Scripps out in California. And he's just been a guy who's always been a little ahead of his time. Mm-hmm. And he sees and talks about the direction that he sees medicine heading. And it would be nice if we get there. And he's probably just a little bit ahead because, you know, it takes a lot of this is driven by the people who pay for it, the insurers, and they want to see research validating Dr. Eric's ideas. But he has been at the forefront his entire career, putting out the future, and he's pretty good. His telescope is pretty good. So I would not underestimate anything Dr. Eric talks about. I have listened to him for decades.
Well, I think there's certain genius if you know how to read the stuff. You send your material out to a radiologist to look at, right, and interpret for you, or do you...
Are you talking about CAT scans of the coronary?
No, in general, because this technology looks into your body, and sometimes it's a radiological thing.
Yes, we do it all together as a group because these things do get complicated, and I'm sure that Dr. Topol uses his colleagues at the Scripps in California and does this as a group effort because they get so complex, not one doctor could possibly understand what they're dealing with alone.
All right. Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.